It is the post-match show after Liverpool have been beaten 2-1 at Spurs. Fucking hell. To try and do all of that, I've got Ben Jono, I've got Pete Bolton, I've got George Charden. It's a sick, and I feel for them, you know, mate. Like, even more for myself, because they put in the hard yards, down to nine. Spurs, I've watched teams where you're like, we'd have been midnight if they hadn't scored. They'd never said against nine. It'd have been fucking midnight and they wouldn't have scored. You've got that yard, Doug Holberg, shoot up 30 yards because they don't know what to do with them. Is it? You just put a ball in, a massive can't get his feet in, and then they celebrate like they won the World Cup.
Yeah, mate, I don't know where to start. I mean, we're doing an hour and a half here. There's just so much in that game, and the one word that I can conclude that we came to in the end, it was cruel. It was a cruel way to lose a game. I mean, the way we acquitted ourselves as a team there was absolutely phenomenal tonight. None of those players deserve to be on the losing side. You know, the shape, their fight, the togetherness, what they gave for each other, it's a real kick in the plums to be on the losing team there. And yeah, they celebrated because Tottenham know what they've had to overcome. Tottenham needed that handicap. Even when we were down to 10, they needed that handicap to look like they could compete with that Liverpool team tonight. This Liverpool team's going places, mate, and I know we're all gutted, we're all absolutely devastated, but I'll tell you now, there's so much heart that can be taken from that, and I know it feels empty, I know it feels devastating. I'm shaking full of adrenaline because there's so much that I haven't even computed yet, there's so much I haven't processed in that game, but there's so much positivity as well that can come out of it. But fucking hell, Christ, can we go through the shite first?
We can't. I mean, George talks about the adrenaline there. It's a cliche, but I was kicking every ball towards the end. I was getting out, you know. It felt like nine heroes who fucking hell you go to war for. Weird. Fucking, definitely not against, like, they were fucking brilliant. And so, massive drops to his knees. I was near the same at the end there.
It was absolutely fucking sickening, wasn't it? Do you know what, right? There was moments in the game, 1-0 down, and I thought, I won't take a draw here. This is how good this Liverpool side is looking. I won't take it at all. We can win this game. Obviously, then we go on, we get the goal, we equalise. We start the second half. It isn't great. We need to get to 60. We get to 60. And then, obviously, Jota gets sent off. And there's still points. Listen, people might think, like, I might be a bit mad when I'm saying this, but I was still thinking, do you know what? You never fucking know, you know. And the fact that I was thinking about this new Liverpool side, speaks volumes. But to concede that goal right in the last second is absolutely sickening.